Logan, Mike, and Rob, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Thanks for holding on, Logan.
Thanks for holding on while I try to figure out how to do my job, Logan. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there.
Nobody does.
Hey, last year...
You guys are probably too fat from yesterday.
Well, speaking of yesterday, last year, I think we were talking about this. Do you cook your turkey outside or something?
Yeah. Yesterday, we deep-fried another turkey, and it turned out great.
So it's the deep fryer, not the smoker.
No, we did a deep fryer, yeah.
The full deep fried. Now, having just done this about a week ago, did you follow up with some deep fried Oreos or Twinkies or anything crazy like that?
No. Usually by the time I'm done with the turkey and everything, I could barely get any pie in. I'm going to stay away from the Oreos. You never know when we'll get a weigh-in thrown around in here, so.
I was talking to Mike, and I noticed that last game, obviously it's always an intense game when you go against the Jets, but you seem to be doing some jawing more, maybe not more, because I don't identify you specifically every time, but you were on TV jawing quite a bit. Are you a trash talker during the game? And if you aren't a trash talker, who's the biggest trash talker on the offensive line?
Well, I don't know. I do quite a bit. It depends on if the other team wants to. If they're doing it, I'm going to do it. And I'm usually one of those guys always pushing after the whistle or, as my penalties have shown a few times, getting late hits and stuff like that. So a lot of times the other team, they like to come after me a little bit, and they know where to find me, so I'm not too hard to find.
Well, Logan, is it more amped up in the case of playing a team like the Jets? I mean, you're a group and you're a team over there under Bill Belichick that doesn't do a whole lot of talking during the week. That Jet team seemed like they didn't stop talking. From Rex Ryan to the defensive backs to everybody, they had something to say. Is that pushing and shoving and the energy Rob talked about, is it more so in a game against a team like the Jets?
Yeah, it is, because they have a lot of guys that always have something to say, and they say stuff all week, and then they want to try to say something during the game too. And with our team, we don't say too much during the week. We just, on Sunday, we go out, and that's when we do our talking. So it all depends on the team we play too, if we're going to talk a lot, because we played Miami a few weeks ago, and last year they never stopped saying stuff, and then we played them that Sunday, and they didn't have one word to say. So if they want to say something, I'll say something back. But usually if they're quiet, I'm pretty quiet too.
Well, obviously we know with Miami it's a couple of the guys we can identify. Who was it with the Jets who was doing the most talking?
Well, you know, you always got Bart Scott in there. He thinks he knows everything, so he's always got something to say. And Kerry Rhodes and those guys. But most of the guys on that team aren't too bad. There's just a few that they think they know everything.
Well, you're taking on a team, Logan, that is undefeated right now, 10-0. You travel to New Orleans Monday night. They're at that point now. You know, all the media, you know, jerks like us are talking about undefeated season and can they do it. Logan, you guys did do it. You ran the table in 07, the regular season. Do you remember what it was like, you know, when you got to 10-0? Did you start thinking about the potential of finishing the year undefeated?
Yeah, you try not to, but it's in the back of your mind. And, of course, every game you go out there, you want to win every game, so that's the main goal, is to win every game you play. So that's the beginning of the year. You want to run the table, win them all, but a lot of times that's not going to happen. And once you get to that point in the year, you just want to make sure that you're playing good football towards the end. So, of course, you're going to keep winning all those games. And it's a tough thing to do because everyone's coming for you. And this time of year, everyone's trying to get in the playoffs, so everyone's going to be trying to play their best football.
Well, having done it, is that a rallying cry for you guys? In the sense, I would imagine it was part of the rallying cry against Indianapolis, but saying that, you know what, we don't want this team to do what we did a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, I'm not too worried if they were to do that, but I know I want to beat them this weekend because we really need this win. It'll help us out a lot, and that's the main thing I want to do, is beat them to help our team, not just to beat them, so... If they were to beat us this Sunday or Monday night and go on, that's good for them. I don't really care what they do, but I know we need to win this game for our record, not just to upset them.
Well, it was certainly a team that was thought to be pretty good offensively, Logan. Their defense has been a lot better than most people expected. Greg Williams, a guy who coached in your division with the Buffalo Bills, he's taken over that defense. You look at some of the guys that you're going to have to face on Monday night, Charles Grant, Cedric Ellis, the young kid, Will Smith. What have you seen on tape from that defense that maybe they're doing differently that's given them some success this year?
Yeah, you know, they are playing very well. We've been watching the film on them all week, and they're blitzing. They got some good blitzes in there, and then they just got good players too. You just said Smith and Grant and Ellis. Ellis is playing really well. He's been out the last couple of weeks with a knee injury, and he'll be back this week. So he'll be nice and fresh for me in there. And he's playing really well. He was a top draft pick a couple of years ago, and he's playing really good. And Will Smith, he's a really good defensive end, and their linebackers are playing good too. So it'll be a challenge for us guys up front.
Would you compare their defense to any style or philosophy of defenses that you play on a regular basis?
No, not so much. Not the teams that we've played so far this year, anyway. They're different than we played a bunch of 3-4 teams and then some 4-3 teams that don't blitz that much at all. So this is going to be a changeup for us.
Well, you're playing in some pretty loud buildings so far this year. You played in Indianapolis a couple weeks ago. You know what it's like. It's going to be a loud spot there, and probably they better not take any breathalyzer, the fans there in New Orleans. It's going to be a rowdy crowd for that game Monday. How does it change, Logan, what you guys have to do offensively playing in a building that is going to be as loud as any you've played in this year?
Yeah, it just it hinders our communication a lot. We can't talk to each other the way you want to at the line. Everything, you have to see everything through the same eyes, and you just have to trust the guys next to you know what's going on, because I could look at Matt sometimes and yell something to him, and he'll just give me a blank stare in those stadiums. Like he has no idea what I said because he's 2 feet away, but he can't hear me because it's so loud. So it's just one of those places where everyone's got to be on top of what's going on and really be into the same thing that everyone else is.
Logan, a lot of people referenced the last few games, how the perception of how hard that Lawrence Maroney's running. Do you have a unique perspective on it, I guess. Do you sense any difference in the way he's approaching, the way he's hitting the line or anything like that compared to last year, compared to this year?
I don't know. I think the last few games, you notice how he's finishing some runs. He's really lowering his shoulder, running guys over, fighting for extra yards. So that might be the only thing I've noticed the last few weeks where you really see him playing a really physical in there. So, I don't know. He's doing a good job, and we've really appreciated the way he's been running, and we're going to keep trying to open up holes for him.
And going back quickly to wide receiver and Wes Welker, we talked a lot about what he did against the Jets. You know, you see him every day. You see the way he worked over the middle against the Jet defense and did a lot of talking throughout that day. I saw your boy Wes doing a little bit of talking in that game. He looked towards the sideline. He pointed for a first down. I think 83 was a little jacked and pumped last weekend.
When you catch 100 balls, you can do that.
Wes, he's a great guy, great teammate. He's fun to have around. He's one of those fiery little guys. And, man, we can't say enough good things about Wes. He always catches the ball. He always gets open. And a lot of things people don't see about Wes is he's always out there blocking. If he's asked to block, he's in there throwing his – he's not very big, but he throws everything he's got in there. And sometimes it works out good for him. Sometimes it's not so good, but he's damn sure trying hard.
All right, last one. Did you happen to hear and or see your former offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, last night on NFL Network?
No, I missed that.
Oh, he had a couple of the those words you're not supposed to say on TV get across on TV in a pretty loud manner. And my question was, we know that Charlie Weiss, we know that Weiss had a little bit of like to use some of those words. Was Josh a guy that would use some salty language, Logan, time to time?
Time to time, not too often. But when he felt it was needed, he would raise his voice a little with a little some words that you don't want to use on the radio, but hey, sometimes it's needed, and you got to do that kind of thing.
It was
on TV.
And it was so clear and loud on TV that the NFL Network issued an apology right after the game. If that gives you any inside info.
Well, it was night pretty late, wasn't it? Most of the kids were playing.
and you were asleep after that fried turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Logan, thank you so much, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck on Monday. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Logan.